Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
We're back. This is Barbara Lewis bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with us. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for going to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And thank you especially for subscribing to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. That's a 12-plus-year-old e-zine, one of the first ones, and we're still doing it and getting better all the time. And we haven't missed a delivery in 12-plus years. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, plus all the other things that are there, including the work that Sarah Petty has deposited with us, her wisdom that we have on record right there on in her suite on our website. Sarah Petty's our guest. She's the founder of Joy Up Marketing. She's a small business owner just like you and me, a Main Street small business owner. She has a photography business, and she also helps companies like you and me do a better job with our marketing. Sarah, one of the things that I have encouraged small business owners to do is to identify the things about big businesses that customers don't like and go one better, you know, fix those, deal with those things. And that's one of the ways you can beat the big boxes. And the other way you can to use big boxes is to identify the things they do really well and copy those, steal them, you know, confiscate them, whatever you want to say, those ideas, including the things that they do on marketing. Small business owners are not as good at marketing as the big companies are. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, and we have to work even harder to keep our customers and keep them happy and keep them loyal so that they're not leaving to price shop. But one of the things I've noticed this holiday season when I'm shopping, because like you, I'm looking at everything everywhere I go. How can I take this idea and model it for myself? And I'm always looking for the trends. But what I've noticed at all of the big box stores, so Target, which we call Target, and Walmart, I think I've been at several where after I'm done, because, you know, I have three kids and my order is always high. That's my rule. You can't spend under $100 when you go into Target.
Yeah.
Just right. Something about things jump into the cart. So I try to limit how often I go there. But they would print out, they would give me an actual gift card, not just a coupon or a receipt, you know, an extra receipt with a coupon, because I'm not a super price sensitive shopper. So I'm busy and I'm not as good at keeping coupons. But they've been giving me the hard plastic gift card.
Hmm.
So it's literally, I think if you spend over $75 or $100, they give you $5 or $10
really?
As your order goes up. Which makes
sense. And you keep the card, they just add to the card?
Well, it's, you know how when you're at the register and you pull the little gift cards you know, to Walmart, so you can put $30, you can put any amount on it?
Yep.
That's exactly what they give you, but it's got $5 on it or $10. Well, that's like real money versus a coupon.
That's right.
Yeah, so what am I going to do? I'm going to hang on to that, and I'm going to come back and spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a small business owner, we don't have the ability to make those fancy plastic cards, but we can take that spin on what we call in marketing a bounce back and use that to get people in January and February. So if people invest a lot with you, give them some type of reward that gets them back in your business, doing business with you first quarter when you really need them.
And it's automatic, isn't it? I mean, people, they're not only used to that kind of thing, they like it.
They do like it. It creates value.
As Jimmy Fallon says on the commercial, it's real money.
For sure. And I'm actually going to give it to my sitter who is young and in school and, you know, for her, she runs around all those places because I'm afraid I'll forget them or lose them. But I want somebody to use them.
Right. So, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about getting ready? I'm talking about getting ready for January, February. What do you think about contacting your best customers and saying, okay, thank you for your business in 2011, and we hope we see you early in 2012, and to help make that happen, here's a little incentive. It's something you decide. I don't care what it is, but something to get them to maybe accelerate in April, something they would have done in April, or remind them of something they wanted to do next year, and they come in and do business with you, but it's only good in January or February. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'd rather people challenge themselves to find a value-added incentive versus a discount.
Right.
So come in January, February, and invest X amount and get this. Or when you buy two of these, get a free this. And encourage them not to be focusing solely on price, but they want that extra value for coming in. And, yes, I'm all about using that 80-20 rule to find those 20% of your best customers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a great time to go out and prospect for new customers. So partnering with other businesses and offering value to their best customers. So you offer their best customers something special first quarter mm-hmm. when they come to your business, and maybe you do the same for their business. So
and you know, one of the things that you have to do, though, if you're going to do what we're talking about, you have to talk to your customers when they come in and get to know them well enough, you and your employees, that they actually let you have their email address or their cell phone so you can text them or whatever. I mean, you've got to be able to do that. Otherwise, you're disconnected.
Absolutely, and you have to respect that. If you're going to spam them text messages emails, they will unsubscribe.
Yeah, you can't
so
do that.
So there's an art there.
Yeah, you got to make that promise. Hey, Sarah, give us the website again, please.
Thejoyofmarketing.com.
Then they can find your cards and all this other stuff there, right?
My cards?
All the different things that you have in the Joy of Marketing.
Yep, and we have a monthly marketing membership program for people that are,
That's it. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. Good job. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Same to you,
see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingate. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.